Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Ayin Dalet, and we're holding on the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Beit, three lines up at the two dots. Now, we were in the middle of a machloket that is in our Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, in which if somebody gives a get, and the wording, and here we're going to get into a machloket between Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand it. The Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda here. Says that in a case where we had in the previous Mishnah, somebody says, Mehayom imati. So in between those days, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she is an Eshet Ish. Somebody sleeps with her, he's going to be chayav korban chatas, and so on. Rabbi Yossi says, the Loshon Megureshet Veinu Megureshet, which we're going to talk about more today, what that Loshon implies, and how maybe it's not the only way that Rabbi Yossi would have put it. But according to him, you would be chayev an asham talui. Now, there were two very different ways of learning this. And the different ways that the Gemara comes out, that obviously we're talking about, that he does go ahead and die in the end. And nonetheless, because otherwise, if it isn't chal before his death, I mean, we would say in get the achar mita. So how exactly was that get? Did that get work in a way that would allow the person to be considered, to sleep with her, to be considered a shetish l'chol dvorea? Why would it be a vadai? And why, according to Rabbi Yossi, is it a safek? So one way of learning it, and this is the way Rashi learns, that the Gemara has changed its mind, and that essentially what we're talking about over here is me'ayom imati, but rather the Lashon was specifically that it means me'et shani ba'olam. In other words, that last second of my life is the Lashon. Rashi learns it's an actual change of case. Tosfos learns it's an explanation of what the meaning of me'ayom imati is. Okay, that's a minor machloket. But what that machloket ends up becoming in a more serious way is the question of what the machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in terms of whether it's shayach to say that since he did die, that in the end it was huvra dover lemafreya that she was in fact migureshet at that time, or whether this misa at the end, still the fact that he didn't die in the next minute and it was me'et shani ba'olam, does not change the fact that the guy was actually still chayev and Hashem Talu, who had slept with her. Those two directions are a little bit strange. So therefore, according to Rashi, the way that Rabbi Yossi is understanding this is that even if the guy ends up not dying within the next 5 minutes, that nonetheless, we don't say that, okay, so now definitely the get was not chal, and therefore she is an eshet ish during that time. And now it turns out that he has to bring a chatas kavua, not an asham toli. We don't say that. Why? So Rashi understands this to be a function of Breira. We don't say it because it doesn't make any difference. The fact that something happened in a particular way does not imply that it was meant to happen that way, and therefore a minute ago, maybe it was a minute before his death, even though it didn't happen.
Isn't that not Breira?
Doesn't hold a Breira.
Doesn't
hold a Breira. Yeah. Tosis learns that's much more prosaic, and that actually the machloket is what is the meaning, since he's learning that it's mi'ayom. He's not learning there's a different case. So since he's learning mi'ayom, so then the question gufa is whether the meaning of me'ayom is immediately before, or whether the meaning of ayom is back l'mafreya. That's what Rabbi Yossi is mesupik in. So he's saying, get vein or get. I'm not sure how to understand that. Because if it means l'mafreya, so then obviously he's saying, so then now we were tied that she's not, she wasn't married at the time. But maybe it doesn't mean l'mafreya. Maybe it means only at the end, in which case she was married at the time. So I'm not sure what the halacha is about that. So it would be megureshet vein megureshet. Now, today we learned on a Rabbanan, Yamim shebenatayim, ba'ala zakai b'mitziyata, u'ma'asiyadea, u'ba'afarat midareana. During all of these days, in between the time in which he gives the get, and again, according to Tosfos, this would be he gives the get by saying me'ayom, according to Rashi, saying while I'm still alive, which makes things more complicated, according to Rashi, because Rashi is now going to have to admit that there are those who learn that even though he said me'et shani ba'olam, it really means me'achshav. He's introducing a whole new issue. And according to Tosafot, we're going to have that problem. We're going to see this problem in a minute. So the Rabbanan say, in the days between the giving of the get and his actual death, so during that period, Ba'ala zakai b'mitziyata b'masiyadeh b'afarat nedareh, he is her husband, totally continues to be zoch if she finds money, wins the lottery, if she does, if he's providing for her and she is also working, gets masiyadeh, he could cancel her nedarim. If she dies, he's yorisher. If he's a kohen, he would be metameher. Basically, klolo shel davar harei kishto l'chol davar. She is entirely his wife. Ela she'ena tzricha emena get sheni. The only thing is that if, in fact, if he dies, then indeed somach lamisa, it would be a good get. Rabbi Meir Omer bi'ilata teluya. Not true. Because we don't know what the situation is. If it turns out that he dies, then it would mean that if someone was Baala, it would be Potter. Because according to Rebbe Meir, and here's the problem. According to Tosafot, there's no problem at all. According to Rebbe Meir, Me'ayom means Me'ayom. No? So therefore, it's now over that she was not an Eshetish. Therefore, we don't know what to do about all of these things. So we wait and we see. If it turns out he doesn't die, so then fine. He was, everything was basically his. But it would be totally what happens in the end. But according to Rashi, why would it be Tully? I thought we've been saying all along that we changed the case here to Me'et Shani Ba'olam, and that means a minute before. See, he's forced to say that even though he said Me'et Shani Ba'olam, Rabbi Meir holds, even Me'et Shani Ba'olam means Mishat Netina.
That's Rashi is forced to say.
Rashi is forced to say that, right? So it means that basically this should be your get while I'm still here, meaning now, right? So, I mean, according to this, now that he died, so it turns out that she wasn't married, that she was a grusha. And if somebody slept with her, why would he be chayev at all? If he doesn't die, so then it turns out that she was married. So according to him, it's bi'ilata tluya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bi'ilata safek. Now you'll notice the language, safek, as opposed to grusha ve'ena grusha. And in fact, the Chachomim Omrim, Megureshet Veinu Megureshet, which is what Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, which is very strange. Now, I mean, isn't Bilata Safek the equivalent of Megureshet Veinu Megureshet anyway? I don't understand. Ubevat Shiamot, obviously. Which, I say obviously, but it isn't really obviously. Why is it not obvious? Because if you're going to tell me that the ultimate disposition of a thing has nothing to do with what was meant to happen, why wouldn't the question of his total issue of whether he's going to die or not die? I mean, maybe in a different universe he did die. And anyway, we're never sure whether we're going to branch off into that universe or not, right? Once you're telling me that we're not going to be Semech Ambrera, so then the fact that he didn't die shouldn't change anything.
Okay. Why am I in a different universe?
Because otherwise, if the guy didn't die, what do you mean, why? There had to be somebody in that universe. You, who's you? It's you in this universe.
Okay.
But the you in the universe where he did die would have said she's not an Asian sish.
Okay.
Fine. But it should be the same thing as not holding a brayer, according to Rashi.
Okay.
Right? That's all I'm saying.
That's a little more down to earth.
Well, that's what it boils down to. But, you know. So, in other words, there is definitely a difference as to whether the experiment is run at all or not. That's what we're saying. That if Chloe doesn't die, then we never entered into that question. Because the only issue was, when was I going to die? But if there's no death that we could see as supporting the get, then we don't even deal with the issue at all. Okay. Now, I don't quite understand. This is a new book. They already got the... No, that's a, I think it's a bookworm. Right. Anyway, so what? Let's first go through the different shitot over here. My ika bein Rabbi Meir le Rabbi Yossi. So the obvious difference, I mean, I see very clearly, that's the difference that we spoke about before, is he chayav an Hashem Tolei or not, right? Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's tluya, and we're going to find out what's what. Rabbi Yossi says, no, we're never going to find out what's what. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to bring an Hashem Tolei. Fine. So the Rebbe Meir, lo mighty Hashem Tolui, the Rebbe Meosi, mighty Hashem Tolui. But I don't understand this last shita. What's this v'chachomim omrim begureshet, v'einim begureshet? Isn't that the same thing as saying it's a suffix? Hainu Rebbe Meosi. Well, no, there's a difference. The difference between them is that the lashon of begureshet, v'einim begureshet, has very significant implications, and those implications were expounded by Rabbi Zera. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabba Bar Yirmi, Amar Shmuel. Kol makom she'amru chachamim megureshet ve'ena megureshet, ba'ala chayav b'mizonotel. So the question is, the chachamim over here, there obviously were two shitos, trei tanai alib de Rabbi Yossi. The rabbonin over here represent Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. And that Megureshet v'ena Megureshet means that we still, look, there are practical considerations about it. So how do we deal with this now? I mean, Lamaisa, we don't know, and Lamaisa, she's got to live, and so on. So Megureshet v'ena Megureshet means we maintain the facade of the marriage as a vadai. Right? So yes, can you provide for her? Whereas if you say, Safek, so then she can't sue him for support either, because maybe we're not married. There were two shitot. The shita here that is represented by the Rabbanan is the shita of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi that's mentioned over here was the other one of the Trei Tanai Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. And now we have neither of our very important backups here, so I'm going to have to do it myself. Okay. So here's your get. Now we're getting to more simple kinds of conditions. On condition that you give me $200, I'll raise you Megureshet v'titein, which is very opaque. What does that mean? Megureshet, she's now Megureshet, and just she has to pay up, or she's Megureshet when she pays up, or and what if she doesn't pay up? Very strange language. And we'll see, it's a machlokas what the language means. If he says, this is your get on menat shetitnidi mikan v'atshloshim yom. You need to pay up within the next 30 days. So then im nat nalo betosh shloshim migureshet, v'im ladeinu migureshet. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, which seems to be a total non sequitur, and the Gemara is going to end up saying that there was, in fact, a piece missing in the Mishnah. Ma'aseh b'tzidon, be'achat she'amar li yishtar rezi gitecha menat shetitnidi yitzteliti. This is your get on condition that you give me back that fur coat. The avdai tzilito, and then it was lost.
His or hers?
Well, I let you wear it. I want it back. It's my coat. Fine. And now the coat was lost. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Chachomim said that she can pay. So she'll pay him for the coat. Even though he said my coat, it doesn't have to be necessarily the coat, which is apropos of nothing. It has nothing to do with anything that we spoke about. Okay. So let's take that first word in the Mishnah. It's a get vititain. What is it supposed to mean? My vititain. Ravuna says it means that it's basically, it's a condition. And the fact is, look, vititain, but it was a get from now. It's not that vititain and then it will become a get. Ravuna, oh, no. It's not just a condition. It is also a timing. Likish it detain. When you give me $200, then the get is chal. Now, obviously, there's a major difference between them. The obvious difference between my benayik benayik nitkarei get or shavad. I mean, according to the way Rav Yehuda is learning, the get only comes into effect at the moment that she gives the $200. In which case, if the get is no longer there, it cannot go into effect. So, she'd have to rewrite the get if it was torn up. Ravuna Amar Vehititain and Atzuchimena get Cheney. Ravuna says, look, she already got the get. And now we're just waiting for the condition. And once the condition is fulfilled, then the get was retroactively a good get the whole time. So then Atzuchimena get Cheney. Sorry. And Atzuchimena get Cheney. She doesn't need another get. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, if the get was torn up at the time, then tzricha menegat sheni. And we have the same achlokas by kedushin in the Mishnah, where it says tananami gabi kedushin kai gavna detzan omer leisha reit mekudeshet liam not sheten lach matayim zuz. So he gives her kedushin, and she doesn't really trust him all that much, you know. But he says, okay, you know, I'm going to be giving you a significant amount of money, you know. I'm going to give you matayim zuz. There it says the same lashon. Arei mikudeshet v'yitain. Now, over there in Kedusha, we had the same question. What the heck is the meaning of v'yitain? And we had exactly the same machloket that we have here between Ravuna and Ravuna. Ravuna says, it means the Kedusha is chal if he ends up giving the money, but it's chal now. V'yitain. Rabbi Yudomer, no, he's saying that you'll see when I give you that money, that's when the Kedusha will be chal.
But if according to Rav Huna, if he doesn't give the money, then she's still mekudeshet?
No. It's just a question of the timing.
Is this
only a condition? You know, so it's like anything. Wherever there's a condition, when the condition ends up being kept, it means that everything took place as we said.
So
the condition was a good condition.
So trying to that word is, what's that legal term? I think to expedite the condition by putting a tanai on it, or just to make it happen faster.
How would you make it happen faster by putting a tie on it? You make it happen slower.
No, if he's saying that by this time I will get money from you, or you will get money from me. It's putting a tie on it.
Well, let's wait for that, okay? Mm-hmm. Because that will become clear in our comparison of condition to get in a moment. And we said over there, what would be the nafkamina between the two? The nafkamina would be, let's say she accepts condition from another guy before he gives her the money. You know, so Ravuna says, look, Uyitain means it's Tanai Ba'alma. If he's Mekayim the Tanai, then she was already married, and therefore to accept Kedusha from another guy is not going to do her much good. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Kedusha was only Chal when he will give her the money. But by that point, it would not be possible for her to be Mekudesh Atem. She's Mekudesh somebody else. So it's only the Chiyogel who would have a Kedusha. Mashtal have a Kedusha. And we need both of these cases, both according to Ravuna and according to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say we would know the case of Kiddush. So, Yashvinim Gabi Kiddush, and I would say, look, Ravuna perhaps is indeed of the opinion that Vuhu Yitain, because the whole point of Kiddush is the guy, they're trying to get married, right? I mean, so they're interested in being together. Therefore, there's no reason for us to say, let's put it off until. He's saying, look, let's get married. Don't worry about a thing. I'm going to get you that money. Okay, so then the point of the kinyan was that the kedusha should be chal now, and this is a mere condition. That's all. Should be shum de la krova ka'ati. But what would Ravuna have thought in the same case in our Mishnah? Gabi gerishin. Gabi gerishin de la choka ka'ati. Look, but he's hoping maybe in the end it won't come down to divorce. Maybe we'll end up making up, you know. So over there, maybe be motivated to Rabbi Yehuda, that until it actually happens, I don't want to see this as just a tanai d'alma, so I'm basically living with a divorce. I'm living with the divorce hanging over my head, but that's a different issue. So you never know, you know, things may change. So maybe over there we'd be better to rebut it. On the other hand, Yashmin and Gabi Gerishin. And let's say, as far as Ravuna is concerned, it would have said only the Mishnah about Gerishin. So perhaps only over there would Ravuna say, it's just a Tanai B'Alma. Why is it just a Tanai B'Alma? Because there's no reason to put him off. You know, because he's not embarrassed to keep telling her, so where's the cash, honey? As we're talking about over here, the case of Gerishin, right? So he's willing to go through with it now because he's not afraid that he's not going to be able to ever collect that. He's going to keep bugging her until he gets the money. Mashinga Gabi Kedushin. So it's Gabi Kedushin. Over there, Kesifa Lamitbe. I mean, she figures, you know, what am I going to do? Take him to court? He has to give me money, you know? You know, like all these boys, they talk big, you know, I'm going to buy you a fur coat. Right. So when you buy me the fur coat, you know, so then we'll talk about it. So this is Kesifa Lamitbe. So maybe he's murdered to Rabbi Yehuda that the condition was only chal at the moment that she actually gets the money. And on the other hand, the Irishman got the Kiddushin. Maybe by Kiddushin, Rav Yehuda was saying, no, only when you actually give me the money. Because indeed, because of that, it's Ksifa L'Mitbei. She's not going to, whatever she's thinking, I'm not going to take it to court. Avager v'gerishin, we're low Ksifa L'Mitbei. Maybe Rav Yehuda, from Rav Yehuda's point of view, so maybe we'd be invited to Rav Huna. And from Rav Yehuda's point of view, on the other hand, if I would have known Rav Yehuda Shita L'Gabi Gerishin, and that would be the only case where he said it, Yashbin Gabi Gerishin, I would have said, okay, maybe that's where Rav Yehuda says his Shita only when the money is actually given, is Bishon Adilurchu Kaka Ati. That's because, you know, he's hoping maybe we'll make up. Ava Gabi Kedushin, where he wants indeed Lekruv HaKa'ati, he wants Kedushin Bichal right away, maybe be murdered Ravuna that it's only a condition. So from both sides, we needed both Machlokism, one by Gittin, one by Kedushin, in order to make it clear what both Ravuna and Rav Yehuda would have held in the respective cases. So Tzricha. Meitvei. Now we got a problem with Rav Yehuda. Yeah, according to Rav Yehuda, everything happens only at the time that whatever he said takes place. And it's not just a condition to a kinyan that is taking place now. So it's not that the divorce takes place now, it's that it'll take place when. It's not the kedushin takes place now, it will take place when, whatever the so-called condition was. So it's more than Rav Huna's Tanai the Alma. The problem is that we've got two very clear rayas against Rav Yehuda. Number one, I raised the gitecha minach titnili matayim zuz. And here it says beferish. Afa pishi nikra haget o shenevad. When she gives that money, it was megureshet lemafreya. Which is exactly what Rav Huna was saying. There's no possible way for Rav Yehuda to compete with this. Ulacher lo tinasei ad shetiten. Of course, she can't get married to somebody else until we know that there's going to be a kiyum of the tonight, because what happens if she never gives the money? She can't rely on the fact, I'll give the money. And maybe she won't give the money. But she can't get married until she gives the money. Fine. The other raya is Viotani. I raise the gitech amanachi titinili matayim zuz, and then he dies. So if she had given the money before he died, natna, ena zekuka liyava. But if she didn't pay up, lo natana before he died, then she's going to need yibum. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, what's the problem? Even if the guy died, she could still pay up. I mean, obviously, he doesn't have any children, because otherwise, what are we talking about? Yibum, but she can give it to his father, you know, and if his father's deceased, she can give it to his brothers, or whatever the next in line relative is. I mean, that would be the giving me, because that's the your age. Now, the only machlokus here between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and Tanakama is that I can obligate the marriage suffer. Li means me. It doesn't mean my heirs. So leave alone the Yorshi, and therefore if she didn't pay up before he died, it's too late. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, what's the difference? Li means afilu Yorshi. But that's a tangential question. But underneath it all, everybody is moda, that if she does pay up, however it was, or she did pay up, so then there would be no problem, and it was only a Tanai, and it was Chal from before, because otherwise, what's the difference? It pays up, it's going to be Chal now, it's Akramisa. Right? Okay, so then, clearly, is it Yufta and Rabbi Yehuda? Nobody holds like Rabbi Yehuda here. Well, that's true. Nobody here holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Huh? But that's because here is a very small sampling of Deis. And there's another shita that I'm going according to. All of this discussion was going on with the Rebbe. Which Rebbe? I'm talking about Rav Huna Rebbe. The meaning of almanat shetitzni is me'akshav. The kol omer almanat is by definition, he's using a language that is so purely conditional that he obviously is not implying anything about when. He's just saying this needs to happen. But as far as the when is concerned, the event is the when. You give the Kedushin, it's now. Give the Gerushin, it's now. But I mean, obviously, according to Rebbe, I never would have said my Shita, that it's only when you give it. I mean, that, of course, is supportive of Rav Huna. But I'm tying that the Rabbanan argue on that assumption. And I was going, Vana the Amrika Rabbanan. And it's interesting, Reb Zera says, you know, when I was in Bovel, I used to think that Amrina Hadiyam Rav Huna Rebbe, the Rabbanan argue on him. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda thinks. And that's what I used to think. But then, when I made Aliyah, I find Ashkel Rav Asi, and Rav Asi was quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who said, HaKol Modim Ba'or Ma'amalat Kamer Me'av Shavdani. That actually there's no such machloket. And that the Rabbanan Amodah to the Iker question of Omer Me'achshav, the machlokes was limited to the case that I think we had the previous Mishnah of Mehayom V'la'achar Mita. You remember that La'achar Mita as opposed to Imati or Imlo Amo? That was more complicated because that was Mashma V'la'achar Mita that he wants to get to be Chala'achar Mita. Maybe at Charota we had that whole question, and that was a different case which the Mishnah singles out. And so on, talks about its biggest suffix. That's where the machlokus was. Va'atanya, and I'll show you that that's the case, because mihayom uliachar mita get ve'inu get. This we had before, in which we find that there was a machlokus with the Chachomim and Rebbe, specifically about that case, remember? So mihayom uliachar mita. So there the Chachomim say, well, get ve'inu get. So there's the suffix get. Rebbe Omer, no, this is the case. Which definitely would be a get, because it definitely means mehayom, and it does not mean that there was any chance of a chazara. So, wait a minute. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda is claiming that indeed there's a machlokes about whether kol ha'omer ha'amanat gomer me'achshav. So then how does he explain that there should even be such a machlokes? It's a ridiculous machlokes. Why would they argue about the case of Liachar Mita, which is such a complicated case, if there would be arguing even about the simple case of Almanat? I mean, why don't they argue about that? So if he holds that they're pleading about Almanat, instead of arguing on a Mifli Me'ayom Liachar Mita, Liflego Ba'almanat? Well, because there's a very good reason for that, says Rabbi Yehuda. Because we want to show the Keach of Rebbe that even in the case where we get so complicated because the guy is mashma, that he's thinking about Liachar Mita, even there Rebbe says kazeh get. If we would have just said Almanat, how would we have known what Rebbe held about that complicated case? We would rather argue about that case, but Dafka, because we want to know what Rebbe holds about that case. I mean, and why don't we argue about Almanat to tell me that even Almanat, which everybody thinks means Me'achshav, and it's just conditional. For sure, he didn't say Liachar Mita. And to tell me the Keach of the Rabbanan, that even so. And of course, we have our standard answer to that kind of question. Koach de Tera Anif. It's a tremendous chiddush to say that even when the guy mentions Liachar Mita, that he means now. So therefore, that's a kula, tremendous kula. So that, it takes Keach to be able to say. Anybody can tell you that it's Osir. So we want to quote Rebbe, who says that even so, it's mutter. What is added by the next case in the Mishnah that says, and if he puts a time limit on the Netina of 30 days, then it has to happen within 30 days. Well, obviously, that's what he said, no? He said, if you give me within 30 days. I mean, why, give me an example of every possible Tanayim will be here from now to doomsday. So, Pshita. No, because Ma'od Etem HaKpeid Elav KpeidA Lazar Zaka'at. I might have thought 30 days is lav dafka. I mean, what is this? Like, we're, you know, what do you think? We go to divorce attorneys and so on. I said, you know, I mean, we're human beings, you know. The guy says 30 days. It means exactly 30 days, and it's all, you know, he means, you know, give it to me soon. So he's just saying, Lazarza, Kamashlan, if he says 30 days, then that's the tonight, and it's fully binding legally. And then Reb Shimon ben Gamliel comes out of left field and starts talking about whether the money for a coat is the equivalent of the coat. Oh, well, that's ridiculous. My Tana diktani ma'ase, I understand. What did the Tana say that would have triggered Reb Shimon ben Gamliel to start telling us stories about a ma'ase betzina? This is a complete non sequitur. Well, obviously, chisrin mechasra. The Mishnah is missing a piece. V'ahochi katan. Ima marla manachi titanili itztaliti. The Avda Itzelito, then just like the case that we mentioned in the Mishnah Bimifurash, which was the 30 day, and we said, don't think that 30 days doesn't mean precisely 30 days. So too, if a guy says, I want my fur coat back, he means I want my fur coat back. He does not mean I want the money of my fur coat back. So in other words, the Mishnah extends the previous case to tell me that tna'im that are mentioned are meant to be taken precisely as described. And it's taliti dafka ka'amala. It was to that that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said that that's not true about the itz talit. Because over there, he can indeed give her the cash, give him the cash value of that fur coat. And indeed, and now continues the Mishnah, and indeed, the Amrav Shimon Gamliel was actually a mice like this in Sidon. It turned out that she lost the coat, and the Chachamim say, fine, so let her pay for it. Oh, so now, suppose we do something else. We're talking about precise meanings. But how about if we introduce the issue of mechila, where the guy says, I don't really care. Can you undo a tnai by saying, I don't really care? Is that the equivalent of saying, okay, so look, as far as I'm concerned, it was accepted, all right, don't worry about the $200. Don't worry about my fur coat. I mean, would we go so far as to say, as long as you pay the money, and how about when you come to pay the money, guy says, okay, forget about it, I don't need the money. So is that the same thing? I mean, because you're saying that basically all we need to do is to be merat to him, and if he's merotzui with the money, then he could be merutzeh by saying, I don't really need it. You know, I was just being mean. So maybe that would be the equivalent of kima tonight. So, raising gitecha betanat shetidina matayim zuz v'chazar v'amarla mechulim lecha. I don't need it, forget about it. Mahu. Now, this is not directly a result of the previous question, because I could ask this both on Libet Rabbanan, who claim itz tali means literally, I want my fur coat, and I could ask it according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel as well, who claims that it doesn't necessarily mean my fur coat. Why? Look, I would say like this. I have this question on Libet Rabbanan, because what the Rabbanan were saying over there is, when I want my fur coat, I want my fur coat, and I do not want cash. But what does that have to do with him saying, okay, but now I don't want my fur coat? I mean, so maybe over there, if he's Meichel, so the Rabbanan wouldn't say, okay, good. I mean, so then he's Merutzeh without his fur coat. So Adkan lo kamei Rabbanan atam ad lo ach legabai was never mochelet. So she's trying to get him to accept cash, and he says, I don't want cash, no. But over here, Avalacha, he's saying, Mechon Lecha. Or maybe we could take it in the complete opposite direction. Even Ali ben Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that she can give him cash instead of a fur coat. Lo kamei lo kamei faisli bedami. That's because you were Mekayim the Tznai. The Tznai was to get me back. Itz Taliti or whatever takes the place of Itz Taliti in my mind. So the money takes the place. But you can't simply say, let's pretend there was no Kiyama Tznai. What do you mean, I'm happy? Who cares if you're happy? But what about the Tznai that you made? You want to give another get to give another get, but don't say I'm happy. So over there to come a fight, see the Bidami, Avalagamre, over here, what are we going to say? So that, we're over there, there's nothing at all. Lo amarle, so maybe over there in the Mugureshet? Eitzvet. Ha'omer l'chaviro. See, somebody says, konim shata ne'eneli, im iata noten livni kur. Sorry, I skipped a piece of it, sorry. The kabafaitz v'dom l'avagamre lo, amarle in the Mugureshet, sorry. So he answered him, meaning Rabbi Yochan answered Rabbi Yossi, no, 100%, both according to Rav Shimon Gamliel and according to Rabbanan, you cannot say, I'm moichel tonight. There needs to be something in exchange. So either you give the coat back, give the money back, you can't say, I don't need it. So we ask on this psak of Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Omer chaveiro, konim shata neneli miyata noten livni, kura chat shachitim, shtei chaviyot shel yayin. See, remember we had this whole case where a guy is constantly mooching off of his friend, you know, a cigarette today, a cigarette tomorrow, or, you know, a little bit of a meal here, a meal there. Finally, the guy says, you know what? I'm sick and tired of this. You show me that you're ready to give me something, you know, give my son a kura shachitim. Send me a case of wine. I'm sick and tired of people with all one-way relationships. So Rabbi Meir says, okay, so then there's nothing to do. This is a neder, and unless he actually gives his son the kur echad shachitim and shtei chaviyot shayayin, he's going to be osur ba'anan, this guy. He's not going to be able to be neder from him anymore. Chachomim omrim, Look, there's an easy way out. The guy says, okay, so it's as if I already got it. No. So what are you telling me? If the Chachamim say, in that case, that you can essentially cancel the tzlai of the netter, im lo titein, then why over here can you say the same thing? No, it's as if I got my fur coat back, right? Same thing. In my mind, it's like I already received my fur coat.
And in this case, he has to offer him actually the...
No, doesn't even have to offer him. No. The guy could say, okay, you know what? I don't need it anymore, forget about it. So she says, well, there's no comparison. The case of Tnayim in Gittin are basically screw you cases, meaning I want you to suffer. So I'm gonna give you a get, I want you to suffer a little bit. You know? That coat that you had all these years, and just because I let you wear the coat, so now it's your fur coat all the time, give it back. You know, he doesn't care about the coat. He hasn't worn the coat in 20 years. He wants her to suffer. That's the whole point of a get. Over here, he really feels that this guy should give him a gift. Now, so now he's trying to get something from him. I could say in my mind, it's like I already got it. It's a completely different thing. In saying I'm moichel, it means I've decided to be a mensch. You don't have to suffer. That's all very nice, but the tnai in the get is that I'm not a mensch, and you do have to suffer. So for that, you'd have to give another get, says the Gemara. The whole point of the tnai was for her to suffer, and she hasn't suffered. So the fact that he says, I don't need you to suffer, you can't cancel the tnai. But he really wants the guy to give his son a barrel of wine. Then he hears from his son, I got so many barrels of wine. Please do me a favor. Tell the guy not to send me a barrel of wine. I got nowhere to store it. So he says, I'm 80 kilo kabaltis. What's wrong with that? You know, I'm a Easter. It's a fascinating case. A guy's got a sharecropper, right? And he tells the sharecropper, look, I'm going to make a deal with you. All the other sharecroppers in this area, they water the field 3 times a year, and they are given 25% of the tzeret. I want you to water 4 times a year, and I'm going to give you a third of the tzeret in exchange, because I feel we're going to end up making more money this way. So kuli ama dalu tlat dalvat. Everybody takes 3 watering. There's a tremendous amount of tircha, and they get in exchange 25%, obviously including all their other work. I want you to water 4 times. We'll split up the season, and I'm going to give you 1/3. At the end, in the day that was supposed to be water, it unexpectedly rained early. So this guy's in, good luck. He didn't have to water the field. But the guy on the other hand says, well, you don't have to water the field, so I only have to give you 25%, not 33%, right? So Amar Rav Yosef, he didn't do it. The tanai was to do it. You see the similarity of the issues over here. So the tanai was to do it, and he didn't do it. Rabba says, well, he doesn't have to do it. Aloy Tzrichim. He said, the guy's got a good mazel. It's very nice. It's very similar to the case of the netter. You got the rain. You got the water. That's it. That is the key of the tanai. Wait, so does that mean that actually we are making it dependent in this discussion? So, Lamer of Yosef, the Omar Kirabanan, so Rabbanan said, I want the coat and only the coat, nothing but the coat. So help me God. Okay, so he's saying, yeah, look, I want you to water. I don't want the water from God. I want the water, not the rain for the water. And Rabbi is saying, like Shimon Gamliel, what's the difference? I'm giving you the rain for the water, and therefore it's the same thing as I'm giving you the money for the coat. Is that the machlokas? Can't be, because then we'd have a contradiction in Psak. Because we have a general rule that in a machlokas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, we paskin like Rabba. And in this case, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So therefore, we'd be at cross purposes over here. El Eliyolam, look, there's no problem over here. We could be going according to both sides, Rabbanan. Rav Yosef says, isn't this the same case as the Rabbanan? He said coat and nothing but coat. I said, you do watering and nothing but watering. Don't give me rain instead. As far as you're concerned, you're not going like Rabbanan. Rabbah says, no, no, not true. Ana de'amra filo Rabbanan. Because the point of the Rabbanan about coat and nothing but coat is because I want you to suffer. And you took that coat. I want you to find that coat. Take a little responsibility. Everything I give you for the past 30 years, you've lost. You want to give me back the coat, you lousy no good nigga. So he only wants the coat because he wants to be Mitzayer. But over here, indeed, and indeed, it turns out to have been unnecessary, and therefore, so what's the problem? You got the rain. As we said before, Tana Rabbana. Yamim shebenatayim ba'ala zakai b'mtziyata b'masiyadeh b'farat nederah yorsha metamel kol shadavar reiki ishto l'chol davar. Elo she'ina tzirchai mena get. I keep doing it. Elo tzirchai mena get sheni. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer no bi'ilata tluya. I mean, how do you know? Rabbi Yosi omer bi'ilata safek. V'chachamim omrim megureshet v'einu megureshet. Of course, all assuming that he actually ends up dying. Vach yomor. Now, and what about this last piece? That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. No, the wording is very important. Because Ika ben Ahud Rabbi Zera, the Amr Rabbi Zera, Amr Rav Bar Yirmiyahu Amr Shmuel, Kom Shamru Chachamim Megureshet Veinu Megureshet, we continue the Chiyav of Ba'ala B'Mizonotah. Harei Zegiteich Amanat Shetitini Limatayim Zuz, Harei Zeh Megureshet V'Titein, Amanat Shetitini B'Kan V'At Shloshim Yom, Im Natan L'Betor Shloshim Megureshet V'Av Veinu Megureshet. Omar Rav Ben Shimon Ben Gamliel, מעשה בצידון, באחד שאמר לי אשתו, הרי זה גיטך המנת שתני לי הצטליתי, ועבדה הצליתו, ואומר חכום אם תיתן לו את דמיה. מי ותיתן? רבונה אמר, והיא תיתן, like any תנאי. But it's how now. רבונה אומר, no, no. לכי שתיתן. מי ביניו? היא כביניו שנתקר היה הגטו שווה. רבונה אמר, והיא תיתן, והיינו צריכה מנגד שני. רבונה אמר, לכי שתיתן, צריכה מנגד שני. But it's not now because of the Kiddush of God, Governor, it's not. Omer li isha arei mekudesh li yamen ha-shet teid lach matayim zuz. Arei mekudesh li yitain. There too the Gemara adds, v'yit mar mai v'yitain. And there too Ravuna Omer, it's not if v'yitain. Kiddush is called from now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's only likash yitain. And mai b'nau, ik b'nau, she pashtaya davi kibla kiddush in me'acher. According to Ravuna, she's married to him if she gives it. So v'hu yitain, it's if he gives it, it's tanah b'alma mekayim tanai v'asil. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, no, it's only likashi yitain. It's only likid yoivla who da avila kedushin. But right now she's not married to him, and hashtalo avik kedushin betzricha. The iash b'inan gabi kedushin. As far as Rav Huna is concerned, so let's take a look at the differences. I would say ba'akom Rav Huna v'hu yitain b'shum delikruvakati avagabi gerushin deruchukakati. Maybe indeed he just wants to put it off, and he's moedel le Rav Huna. On the other hand, suppose Rav Huna said a shita l'gabi gerushin, I would have said, okay, ba'akom Rav Huna v'yitain b'shum delikruvakasif l'mitba'at. So he's ready to give the get now, and he's going to get the money. Avagabi kiddushin. You're only in time for the review. Avagabi Kiddushin. Masha Inke. By Kiddushin, we're over there. It's Lekruva Kati. And maybe where she's. I'm sorry, not because of the call I got mixed up. Lemitva. Avagabi Kiddushin. Deksifa Lemitva. In the mode of the review, she only wants the Kiddushin to be Chal at that point. Masha Inke. Terefa Tzricha. Now let's take a look at the other end. Yashmin Agabi Kiddushin. Maybe it would be made at Ravuna that, look, the get will be chal now, I'll get that cash out of her. I would have said, well, because they don't want to get, as long as they can put it off. Therefore, both Mani Omrim require both cases. Which is impossible to leave the Rabbi Yehuda. But Lachalotina say, Achititin, obviously. Vio Tanya, Harezegitech Amanachititinini Matayim Zuz, who mate, Natna, before he died, Elizekukulayova. Lo Natna, Zekukulayova. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, why? She can always give it even after he died. She can give it to the relative, right? So not then to Aviv or Lachiv or whatever, Echad ben HaKruvim, whoever is next in line, which means that the only argument between the Tanakam and Shimon ben Gamliel is that Kano Pligi Umar Savar to me means give me the money, not to give my heirs the money. Umar Savar, it means I don't care, you get the money to my estate. Liyah Filo Yoshi. But everybody's made that it certainly was chal from before, because otherwise, how can you be give the money after he's dead? There's Zoin get lachar mita to you after Rav Yehuda. Amar lachar Rav Yehuda, that's true, it's a to you after, but that's only Ali but a Rebbe. Because remember, Rav Huna quotes Rebbe saying, Kol omer almanat, kumer miakshav dami. However, I maintain that pligi rabbonin alev, anadamik rabbonin. V'yomer Rabbi Zera. You know, I used to think that too. So, Kevin and Bevavel, I'm Rinan, Hod Yomer Avuna, Omer Rabbi, Kol Omer Amenat, Kamer Miachar Domi is a machlokas between Rabbi and the Rabbonin. But then I found out when I came there to Sro, Kisaliki, Ashkechate, Lerev Asi, Diatif Yokamer, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, that no, everybody's moda, that the Lashon of Almanat is Kemiachshav Dami, and Lo Nechleku Elami Ayom Liachar Mita, because that Laachar Mita jazz really messes us up. And indeed, Vahatanya, Mi Ayom Liachar Mita get Veino get Ivrechachami, Rebbe Omer Kazeh get. It does say a word about there being a machlokas with Almanat, only about this case of Liachar Mita. You know, Rebbe Yehuda, that's a good point. So the Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar Bama, not Pligi. How does he explain the fact that they're only arguing about Me'om Lachar Mita? They should have argued about Bama not, which is much broader. Yeah, but, I mean, obviously, we want people to know, that he's matir to get, even though he said Lachar Mita. Okay, but I mean, you could have said Amanat, Lodiacha Kocha de Rabona, Koch de Terah Adiflet. Amanat Shetidei Mekanat Shalashib Yom, isn't that obvious? No, because Baal Tema Kpida Laf Kpida. He means Be'erah, get in here fast, you know. Well, Lazar Zakat, she brings it the next day, what now the whole thing is Batal. Kamash Bilon, yes, it is. On Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Ma'aseh B'tzidon, which is, of course, apropos of nothing that we've been talking about. So therefore, as the Gemara, Man Tana Diktani Ma'aseh, Ah, Yisuri Mechaseh, Vokhi Katan, Im Amarla, Amanat Shetitnili Itztaliti, Vavda Itztalito, look, he said it's Tati. Dafka Kamala. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omera. No, Titein Lata Mea. And now, getting back to Lashon Mishnah as it is, we Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, Maase Nami Bitsidon, Bechat Shamali Ishtar Ezi Gitecha Manachi Titili Tzaleti, the Avda Tzaleto, and indeed Omer Chachomim, Titein Lata Mea. What may Rav Asi Rav Yochanan? Areze Gitech, Amanachi Titini Bimataim Zuz. V'chazar v'yamar la mechulim lecha. Maho. T'bay lo rabbanan, t'bay lo shimon gamliel, t'bay lo rabbanan, adka lo kam rabbanan hatam, ala de lo achla gaba, but maybe if he, haka amar la mechulim lach, maybe that's good enough. Oh, the on the contrary, I feel Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said you could pay for the itztala, is lo kam ala kam afaisele bedomi, I mean, she's giving him something. But legamre lo. So Rabbi Yochanan said, amar le, in a magreshet. Eitvei. אומר לחבר, קודם שאתה נהנה לי, אם אי אתה נותן לבני קור אחד שחיתי ושתי חוויות של יין, רבי מאיר אומר, אסור עד שייתן. וחכמים אומרים, אף זה יכול להתיר את נדרוש לא הפי חכם, ואומר, it's okay, הרדי כאילו התקבלתי. Ah, come on, says Rabbi Yochanan, רק יאשת, הותם לצעורי כמחבין, ולא ציירה, so where's the kima tonight? הולכים שומר וחאו, ולא יצריך, the same thing. Now, הוא גאה, ודאמר לי, להריסי, כולי ים הדולו תלת דלוותה, ואחלי ריבה. I'm going to be giving you a third, and you're responsible to be דולי ארבע, ואכול תליטה. לסוף את המיטרה, אום רבי יוסף, well, הלא דולה, רב אמר, הלא יצריכה. Lamer of Yosef Mekarabonim Rabbi Damek Rav Shimon Gamliel. Ah, come on, that can't be the case. I mean, Vitizbra, Hakaimelan Yilchatas Kavate de Rabba, and yet over here we paskin that in Alok Rav Shimon Gamliel. El Eliyolam, everybody holds to the Rabbanon, you know. Rabbi Yosef is saying, well, I hold like the Rabbanon. Dafka is Dafka. It's all fair. And Rabba says, no, I'm also going. I'll leave the Rabbanon because I can't look at Rabbanon. I want to let Tzurika Bechavi. Over here, he wants the field to be watered four times, and he got it. Mishumar Vachu, Valo Yisrich.